Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Spite Electric smart home products make everyday living simply smarter. Add color to your home's exterior with LED outdoor string lights. They're perfect for holidays or get-togethers, and they can be scheduled to automatically turn on or off. View our entire selection of Fight Electric smart home products today on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for other great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. Too, so I guess at the end of the day, it's just balance again.
Oh, yeah. And I guess, like, I'm sure you've seen, like, Fresh and Fit and all those podcasts and everything, but I don't think, I mean, there's truth. There's always truths to some talking points, but then I think the faults with Fresh and Fit, it's that it's not very representative of all of women. Like, most women I know aren't like the girls they have on Fresh and Fit. Yeah, I don't know if it's the same case for you, but like, I think I've been to Miami, I have family out there. It's a completely different crowd from what the most of the country is. So I think if you have like a skewed version of like a certain type of woman on a podcast, and then you make them look stupid and ask dumb questions, then you say, oh, this kind of proves our point. I don't think that's very fair. But I mean, they've had some like smart women on the panel where I did agree with them. I was like, oh, okay, cool. Like, they're holding themselves well. But for the most part, it doesn't happen that often. Like, they pretty much find like random people in Miami.
I think you hit the nail on the head. I think with me, I would consume a lot of content in this area to the point where I thought those were the type of women out there. And it made me apprehensive a little bit to date, or it made me like very careful, because I don't want to date anybody like that. But I think you're right that is totally not even, that's just not all women are like that. And it took me a while and experience, and when I really did start dating, to realize, oh yeah, that's, you know, most people are just in the middle. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, you only find the extremes on the internet because that's what sells, but most people aren't really like that. Even like with politics or with the red pill content, the majority of people are kind of in the middle.
Yeah. One of my friends, we were talking about this, and he made a good point to say that, you know, a lot of content creators in this space, and maybe I was trying to make this point earlier, that, you know, they show you the tips and the advice to go out, date a lot of women, but they maybe don't really show you how to keep the woman. And like my goal, like my girlfriend and I have an understanding, like my goal is, you know, marriage and a family. And, you know, but maybe if that's your goal, I don't know if, you know, some content creators out there are making content centered around like that being the goal.
Yeah. Like having a rotation and all that.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how that like does in a real relationship, but I guess if you just want to sleep around, then it makes sense. If you're just dating around, the red pill content actually works pretty well. But if you want to have a family and like have a marriage and a wife and all of that, I don't think it's the best idea to follow that advice. But I mean, maybe for some people it works, but like when I imagine my dream relationship, when it's like a serious one where like there's marriage, there's children and all of that, I don't know if I'd want to have like 10 different wives that I'm just kind of like rotating around. It would just be kind of weird. And I think like when you have kids too, it's probably not good for children to see that. Like, especially if you have daughters too, and it's like, you just kind of treat the rest of your wives, like something right, maybe like just like cattle, like flesh, you know what I mean? Not really like seriously, like you're not really treating them as like human beings. So when it comes to that, like when it comes to a family environment, I don't think it's a great idea, but with just dating, just sleeping around, it does work. But it just kind of depends what you're trying to do.
You know, I find myself like before years ago, I would go to YouTube and podcasts to get advice as far as dating. And now, like in the situation that I'm in, I'm finding myself going to like people who are already married for advice.
Yeah.
Or like who are already in very serious relationships, because I feel like they're, you know, they're going to give me what, you know, what's worked for them and what I hope and aspire like to become, like the situation that they're in. And maybe like to something that you said earlier with just what sells on the internet, maybe just stuff in regards to, hey, here's how like you have a healthy relationship and marriage. Maybe that just doesn't sell as well.
Yeah, I don't think that sells. Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, like the Daily Wire guys kind of have that message and they do pretty well, obviously. But I guess like if you want to go viral quickly, it's probably not the best idea. Like you probably want to go towards like a more extreme route. Mm-hmm. But there's definitely an audience for what we're talking about. Like there's definitely a lot of like, I guess, more conservative channels that talk about marriage and things like that. And they're doing well, obviously. So it exists, but when it comes to virality and like going big, probably sells quicker, at least to go with the fresh and fit route, the red pill route.